This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Yesterday, I'm answering some of my questions on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, and a gentleman asked me something that was kind of interesting, and I really kind of compared it to Roy Williams. Did you see Roy Williams the other day when they lost and he was like, hey, you know, we're going to freaking compete and all that stuff, right?
Oh, he cussed. Yeah, oh,
right. But no excuses, old school style, all that, right? And I got to tell you something. I kind of related a lot to Roy Williams in a way. Because that's what life is. And so yesterday I get a text from a listener, and he says, hey, been a fan for years. You seem to bounce back from a lot of adversity, hard issues, radio stations, etc. What keeps you motivated? I'm in the same boat, just without health issues, which I got to tell you, bless you, my brother or sister, whoever sent that in. Because I don't know if it was a male or a female, that you get to do it without the health issues, which is great. But it's a lot what Roy Williams was talking about. You know, in life, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You know, we're all going to go through adversity. We're all going to suffer setbacks. None of us are perfect. Some things are completely out of our control. Okay. And like he just mentioned, you know, the radio business, there's a lot of things in the radio business that's completely out of our control. And there's a lot of us that we just lose our jobs. And it's not because we can't do the job. It's because there were so many other things going on. Okay. And, you know, when I see that former company that I worked at and I see all the good people, you think Curtis Stevenson can't do his job? He's a damn good radio host and he's not on the air. Josh Friedman can do it. I mean, Alex Donnell has been let go and brought back. And it's like, you know, they treat you like a yo-yo. You know, it's disgusting. Jade Alexander is a goddess at her job. And they fired her, which is ridiculous. But these are things that plenty of people just have no control over because the people above you make bad decisions because Intercom goes and purchases a couple hundred stations, and then they realize they don't have the money to run all those stations. Think about that. I mean, the local company here, you know how stupid it is that you syndicate the same show locally? That's because you're too cheap to go out and actually buy talent. So you'd rather lose money by putting the same show on in the same market in two stations. What behooves you is to put a show that's completely opposite of that. Put a real sports show on opposite of Hawk and Crowder, who, you know, they do a little sports, but they really screw around more than anything else. And they do a great job at screwing off. That's their thing. It's awesome. But you got to put two women, put a hardcore sports show, put whatever opposite. So that way you get the people that maybe don't want to listen to that. They want to listen to something because there's always people that don't want to listen to you. Trust me. Okay. Plenty of people. All right. So it's not like you're going to capture the entire audience or anything like that. But that's how this business is. It's crazy. But the suggestion I have for that person, that person that sent in the text, is you can't give up ever in life. You got to move forward. You can't have excuses. You just can't do that kind of stuff. Look, there's going to be reasons why you suffer setbacks. Some of them are going to be in your control. Some of them are going to be out of your control. But what you can't do is feel sorry for yourself. What you can't do is sit there and say, oh, woe is me. You can't do that. You know, and that's my suggestion to that person is that whatever challenges face you, you got to take them head on. You know, and you can't allow people to dictate and determine who you are and who you're going to be. So the one company came in and monopolized the two radio stations. They destroyed one of them that only has one live show left in Joe. And so are we all supposed to give up? Are we all just supposed to crawl into our shells and go away? No, man. And I'm really, really fortunate that this is an option now. That in our on-demand world, this is where we're going. People are going to go to digital options because that's what it is now. They don't have to go on the antenna anymore. And that's why terrestrial radio is dying. That's why satellite radio is growing. And that's why dot-coms are growing everywhere. That's why all these things, podcasting, all of this is exploding. Because it's a much better avenue for the listener. You know? And that's one of those things that I'm blessed that I have that option. But I also could have just given up and gotten a regular job. You know, I easily could have done that. Okay? I had plenty of options, which, again, very blessed for that. But I didn't want that. I want to do this. I like doing this. I enjoy doing sports talk and pop culture and music talk. I like exchanging and talking with people. You know what I mean? I like talking with the listeners. And I may not agree with you all the time. I may disagree with you. I may call you a blind-ass fan because I think you're lost. But then again, I'm going to be lost, and I'm going to be a blind-ass fan, too. That's the fun part about it, you know? And so I enjoy this. So I'm determined to do this. And I'm determined to not allow anybody to stop me from doing this.
You're not bad at it, by the way.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. But the one thing, you know, you've been with me as a friend for almost 40 years. Now you're working with me. You are now getting a feel of how I'm wired when I do this kind of stuff. That you know I'm intense about this. That I
a little psychotic.
Yeah,
you
can
say that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I am. And because I care about it.
The wife had even warned me about you,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you work with me, get ready to work. You know what I mean? We're going to work. I'm not going to be afraid of working, and I'm not going to be afraid of a challenge. And I'm not going to be afraid to build something, you know? And I'm not, and here's the, you know what's the best part about any of this for anybody in any walk of life? Do you know what the key to all of it in life is? Don't be afraid to fail. That's it. That's all. Because you can't think of failure. You have to go forward and try to succeed in everything you do. You will not. Okay? Tim Tebow is successful in a lot of things in life. Well, he didn't really get to do it too well in the professional level of football or baseball. But he's successful in every other way. And are you going to stop him? No. He's still playing minor league baseball. He's still determined to make his dream alive because he's not afraid to fail. It's a beautiful thing not being afraid to fail. I remember when I was getting married with my wife almost 26 years ago next month. And I remember a buddy of mine going, well, dude, what about if you have to get a divorce? And I looked at him and I said, brother, that's not even crossing my mind. That's why I'm marrying the damn woman. Because that's it. I'm going to marry her. I don't want to marry anybody else. I'm done. You know, and so far, so good. It'll be 26 years. We've been together 31. Going strong. Everything's fine. I don't plan on divorcing her. I think she doesn't plan on divorcing me. I'm not sure, but maybe not. But you know what I'm saying? Just
you guys will be like my parents and still holding hands at 77 years old. Okay?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Definitely. You know, but you can't be afraid to fail in anything. That's to me the ultimate factor in everything. If you are going into a business venture thinking about failure, you got the wrong attitude. You're going into a marriage thinking about divorce, you're in the wrong marriage. You're thinking about a job and you think that job is not going to last, and forget about it. You're defeated already. And people will try to defeat you in life. They're going to try to bring you down. They're going to try to question you. They're going to try to tell you not to do this. They're going to try to tell you not to take chances because they're not willing to take chances. And when you're not willing to take chances, you're not willing to find out how far you can go. You know? So that would be my suggestion on that for that person on the accidentlawfirm.com text line that asked me that. To me, that's the key. That's what keeps me going. When I'm sitting there in my bed, you know, from that heart condition, I'm trying to get up and get out. I was at a function the day after I was released from the hospital for the radio station. I was at work a week later, which I shouldn't have been, by the way. I probably shouldn't have been.
I'm sure the wife was not happy with you that day.
No.
And the baby as well.
But the doctor was like, you got to get going. You got to get going. You got to get moving. You got to start doing your routine. And I wasn't probably strong enough to do radio when I got back. But it's all about determination, man. And it's all about the refusal to give up. And I think that would be my suggestion to that person is don't be afraid to fail, man. Don't be afraid to fail. And don't ever, ever give in to detractors. You know, that's the one thing. You're going to have plenty of those. Plenty of those in anything and everything you do. You go into business for yourself. You're going to open up a landscaping business. What about if this happens, that happens? Well, then, you know, I'll take on those challenges when it happens. I'm going to open up an insurance company. Well, what happens if this, that? No, man, I'm determined to do it. I know I can succeed if I work hard and all that. Everybody is going to shoot you down all the time. It's going to happen, man. And you just can't allow people. I've seen people in our business and, you know, you lose the job and you got the old woe is me attitude. And that's not going to help you, man. That's not going to help you at all in life. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of with my kid is that every time she started something, we made sure she like finished it, you know? So that became habitual. And it doesn't matter whether you succeed or fail, but finish it. You know what I mean? And that way you have, when you finish it, you can't question what you did. Because you gave your all and then you let it happen. And if it turned out great, it turned out great. If it didn't, it's all right. I did my best. Move on to the next challenge. That's, to me, what it's all about. But anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting, getting that question. I appreciate also the compliment in all of that. But actually, you can thank my dad more than anybody for that. Because that's really my dad all the way right there. He was the guy that pushed through. And that's what I saw all the time. No matter what, and he had plenty of adversities. And, you know, that's kind of what it is, man. You can't give up. There's no giving up in life, ladies and gentlemen. You do, life is going to run your ass over. And I plan on doing the running over. That's what I do.